Well, today is the 19th of January 2010, and we're at Upton St Leonard's, where we've been kindly invited by Bill Hook to come and interview him at his home. And I'm glad to say that we've been joined by Bill Phillips as well. This is Malcolm King, and I have alongside me John Thayers. So, good morning, Bill.
Morning.
Can we start at the beginning, Bill, and... I think you were born into a rugby-playing family, weren't you?
That's right. A little bit even more than that, although I was born into a rugby family, ridiculously I was surrounded by rugby people who came to home. Graham Parker was often at home.
Was he related to you?
No. No, Graham wasn't related at all. He was just a friend of Bob's. He was that generation. Right. Friend of Bob's, people like Donny Meadows I was in contact with a lot as a youngster, but even more so was a chap called Jack Stevens, who used to take me round to King's Home when I was only about 7 years of age. He lived near where I lived, and I used to go to his house, and his mother would say, "He hasn't left work yet, never mind." And I'd be round there at before 12 o'clock waiting to go to King's Home, and he would take me round. He went north to Oldham when he was about 22 years of age, very young, a very fine centre, captained Oldham in the Rugby League for many seasons. He later came back to Gloucester, obviously, having finished up north at Rugger, and became chief draftsman at Gloucester Aircraft Company throughout the war.
So what sort of age were you when you first went to King's Home?
I would think I was somewhere in the region of 7 or 8.
Yeah. And so what year would that have been? What season?
About 27, 28.
Ah, right. And are there particular players who stick in your mind from that era?
Yes. There was a chap called Saxby who played for England, wing forward. There was another chap called Peter Horden who played for England. These were before Bill's time.
I think Peter Horden was a real character, wasn't he?
A real character. Big, big wing forward. And the Shed used to get on to him because he loved to get out in the backs. And the Shed used to get on to him to... "Get your head down, Horton." But he would not get his head down. He would often hang out in the between the two centres somewhere. He was very prone to do that. Do you remember Peter Horton, Bill?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
He was clearly a good player.
Oh, very good player.
He went on the, well, what today would be called British Lions tour to Argentina.
Very good player. Both physically and as a rugger player, you could say.
Yeah. He'd played for England, hadn't he, before he came to Gloucester?
He played for England before he came to Gloucester. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. You're right, John, there. Yeah.
Well, in fact, in that season, 27-28, he was captain of Gloucester, as he was for the following season, at least.
Of course, Jack Stevens had a brother who was, well, more known than Jack, Tom Stevens, who played a lot for the First and captained the United for many years. A relative of his was Dick Stevens, who played for Gloucester as well, but also played cricket for the county in Hammond's time.
Oh. I see that Saxby had 3 seasons he was captain through from 1927 to 1930, and he took over as captain from Tom Voice. Did you see Tom Voice play?
No, I never saw Tom play. My father did, and I've heard about him, of course, from him, but I never saw Tom play. No.
And what did you hear about Tom?
A very rough, hard, tough, straight through them, not round them, type of forward.
Yeah. Did you ever see Tom Voice play, Bill?
No, I don't think I ever did, no. I did meet him when I first retired here, but it was long after playing days, of course. Uh-huh.
Yeah. What sort of man was he?
Well, I, of course, I mean, it was quite a kind of awe-inspiring experience for me, because I was taken by Mervyn Hughes, I think, to the committee room and introduced to Tom Boyce, who was a legendary character, of course, to me. And I had a few minutes with him, and I think it was from him that I was told about the three players from Gloucester who got injured in the years between the wars and died, who got injured in matches. Does that fit in with your...
I know of two players who in successive seasons in the mid-1920s were injured and died playing for Gloucester at King's Home. One of them was Stan Bayliss, and the other was Brown, Sid Brown. Yeah, who was the vice captain at the time. Yeah. Clearly a very good player.
And it is a fact, they were injured in a game and died from it.
Yeah.
Within a short space of time.
Yes, I think one died the following day and one died about 3 days after the game, yes.
Of course, that blotted out any other impression I had of from this interview with the legendary character, Tom Boyce, but I was rather overawed, I think, meeting this legendary character.
Yeah. If we could go back to your childhood, Bill, we have here a list drawn from the honours board at King's Home of the team back then in 1927-8. Perhaps I could put that in front of you and see if that triggers your memories of any other players from that era.
Wadley, Fred Wadley.
What do you remember of Fred Wadley?
Front row forward. Son played for Gloucester later on.
Doug.
Doug.
Yeah.
The police force.
In fact, Doug became an administrator in the club later on after that, didn't he? Secretary, I think, and treasurer as well.
Roy James.
Tell us about Roy James.
Well, Roy was the sort of chap who could play anywhere in the backs. Yeah. The only place I never saw him play was at fullback. I saw him play on the wing, I saw him play in the centre, and I saw him play at outside half. I've heard the story, and I've every right to believe that it's true, because I've heard it from several people, that he got his drop on one occasion from the Gloucester team, and the opposing team turned up one short. I've forgotten which team it was. The chap was coming by car from London and hadn't arrived at time for kickoff. And Roy James was in the changing room, and he volunteered his services and played on the wing, and he scored the winning try that beat Gloucester. Les Abbey on the wing. Harold Boughton, of course, I played with Harold. Yes, I remember quite a few of those, watching those people play. And that's in season 27-28. Yeah. So I'm going round King's Home, so I wouldn't have seen them play. That's quite obvious. And I was probably seven then.